everyone. I've got someone special here. This guy here is the thought leader, the king, the guru of commercial real estate from CBRE. How are you, Scott?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, Scott, I want, it's for those of you that don't know Scott, his name is Scott Gray Spencer. Scott, what do you do here at CBRE?
At CBRE, I'm in charge of the agency side of the business, from Metro and also institutional grade product across Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, how long have you been with... So what's your history?
So I've been with CB since about 1989, so nearly just 25 years this year. So quite a long journey. And started just as a sales operator in the early days, and then moved my way through the business, moving my way up the spectrum of size of transaction and clients, and now run a team, probably 50 to 100 people across Australia and New Zealand, which deal in all types of different property from industrial, retail and commercial.
Okay, for our viewers out there, like there's 17,000 agents that watch this, just in a nutshell, CBRE is American-owned?
American-owned and listed on the NASDAQ Fortune 500, largest real estate commercial business in the world. I think we have 29,000 employees worldwide, so we're covered in all the major markets across the world.
Okay, and can I ask, your typical day, what do you do in the business now?
Okay, so I've got probably a player coach model role, which is I do transactions, but I also work with a lot of our agents across the country to list and do client development projects.
So you still deal with clients?
I still deal with clients. Probably one of my major things is larger corporate clients. So we deal, on $300 million properties down to $1 million properties. It doesn't matter, but as long as that client care and development is correct, that's one of my roles.
When you were just in sales, were you a good operator?
I always consider myself a good operator. I think I've learned more as time's gone on as to what are the key activities that are required for a good agent. I was very much into relationships and not into making business deals and decisions. So I think that's changed, and I think probably a lot more business focused now than I am relationship focused.
Okay, so typically, so you're still client oriented, you do a lot of coaching and mentoring with the guys, you help them put deals across the line. What are the other things that happen in your typical day?
Well, I've joined the 5 AM club about 7 or 8 years ago. I usually go boxing about 6:15 in the morning. I'll grab a coffee and I'll start making calls in the car on the way in. Get in about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
From there, every day could be different for me, which I love. It could be from a breakfast meeting. It could be from a client insight meeting. It could be just chasing up a submission that needs to be done, or starting a journey on trying to list another property or portfolio for our clients.
Okay. This is the bit I want to drill down to. You've got an amazing helicopter view of the best agents. And I've got to tell you, look, I know some of the numbers that these guys write, and I've got to tell you, CBRE has got probably up there with the highest producing agents in the country, and there is also people overseas. If I tell you the numbers that they write, we're talking, not talking about $2, $3, $4, $5 million agents there. I mean, there's agents in CBRE that write $10 million, isn't there?
Well, there's a couple of guys that have written $20 million a couple of times in the US. So they have different fee structures, and obviously they have massive multiple clients, which make their job really satisfying. But we have a lot of agents that write $3 to $5 million every year or every second year. So I suppose in an agency environment, the key is to get everyone to move up the scale, and that's what we try and do. Take people from low down, and in 10 years' time, they're writing $2 million.
Okay, and there's plenty of examples. Like, I know a lot of the guys that are doing the 9-week program, including Nick Heaton.
Yep.
I want to talk about and narrow it down. What is it, Scott, that these really good operators, you've got a good view, what makes a good operator?
Okay, so to me, it's always about the 5%. I think 5% of agents actually really get it. And the 5% that really get it are motivated, they're disciplined, they understand what they're doing, and they relate to their clients. So they become close enough to their clients that the clients really won't make a decision unless they have a conversation with that agent. Our business is slightly different from residential because we are multiple hit agency fees. So we might do 10 deals with one person in any calendar year, whereas a residential agent will have to do 50 calls to get 25 listings to sell 10 properties. We might have one client that we do 10 deals with. So the dynamics are slightly different, but the activities are pretty much the same. That motivated the I suppose you can be the smartest guy in the room, but if you don't have the passion to sell or to come up with the bright ideas or engage with the client, it's really worthless.
Okay, what do you reckon some of the biggest mistakes these agents that fail do?
Oh, look, it's the old story. You know, if you're going to start in real estate, you've got to think about the wood guy, the wood chopper who's going to chop down the big tree. What does he do first? He sharpens his axe.
Yeah.
He sharpens the axe for quite a while. So educate yourself on the market, understand the main players, know the market drivers, go onto the internet and research your clients, understand what motivates them. Then you make decisions about how your script will be adopted for that type of client. So research, understand, don't rush in. Too many agents rush in, do 3 weeks of canvassing, and nothing happens and they go, oh, this is not working. That is not the way to do it. It's a slow, structured, disciplined approach. All the best agents have great diary management, great contacting. They give their clients plenty of feedback. So when they come to make a decision, they know they're making a decision on a value statement of the trusted advisor, the agent.
Okay. So one of the things that you say you do is you get people here at CBRE that aren't doing so good and then you just work with them that they become a $1 million, $2 million performer.
Well, yeah, not everyone is going to be a $1 or $2 million. Sometimes we take people from 300 to 600 and our teams have different people for different roles. So not everyone can be selling $400 million buildings. So there's people that sell 400, 300, 200, 1 mil, 500,000. And as their experience grows, so will their market share, so will the dollar amount that they're in, you know, they're entrusted to sell.
Okay. I always ask this question at the end, Scott. If today was your first day in real estate and you were meeting Scott, what would the best piece of advice you'd give yourself? If you were starting again, day one, what's the best piece of advice you'd give yourself?
I think in real estate, your name is the most important thing that you have. You know, if you ruin your name in the marketplace as someone that takes the quick option or the quick deal, or that's not going to give you longevity. So you need to have your name is your brand, and your brand will resell for you consistently over the years, and you will get repeat business out of your name and your brand. So that is my key message today.
Okay, guys and girls, it's not who you know, it's who knows you, and brand is what people say about you when you're not there. And you've just heard from one of the icons of commercial real estate, Scott Gray Spencer from CBRE, that he believes the biggest asset you have is your brand. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Good luck with that.